On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
Morena, I am well, thank you. How are you?
I am also very well. Last day of the show for the year and excited to hear about some movies.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things in theatres today that I should briefly mention. One is a film called Dreamland, starring Margot Robbie. It's a period piece about she's a woman on the run. It's got mild Bonnie and Clyde vibes. Have not seen it. Got some decent reviews. The other one is a awful-looking film called Superintelligence, starring Melissa McCarthy as a woman who is chosen by a artificial intelligence to assess and determine whether or not humanity will be destroyed. This is getting shockingly bad reviews.
Oh, God. Just sounds bad from the get-go.
Those are both in theaters. But the main thing I wanted to talk about was a film that actually opens next week on Boxing Day, and it has public previews on the 23rd, Wonder Woman 1984, which I saw a couple of nights ago.
And is it good? Do we like it?
It's a fun, colourful film, but I had quite big issues with it, to be honest. I love the first Wonder Woman film, unquestionably the best of all the DC movies. A kind of unexpectedly moving film, and not the first blockbuster to centre around a woman, but came at a time when we were very conscious of there not being a lot of those, and it had a lot of power for that reason, while also being, you know, a wonderful film in its own right. This new one has some fun with the 80s setting, lots of fashion jokes, hanging out at the mall. It reminded me of the Richard Donner Superman films at times.
Right.
But the issue I had with this film is that the plot centers around a wishing stone.
Ooh.
And I just was like, this is what the story is. People can make wishes and do anything. You know, when you're a kid and you're like, well, if I had a wish,
I'd wish for more wishes.
For infinity wishes. Yeah. That's basically what the main bad guy does.
I thought you weren't allowed to do that. I thought that was like the basic rule of wishing stones or wishing wells or anything, was you just are not allowed to ask for more wishes. It's like the one clause.
Well, you introduced two novel concepts here. The idea that there are rules around wishes, kind of crazy. Yeah. He doesn't exactly do that. He does kind of a version of that, but there's all these arbitrary rules around wishes in this film, and I just was like, how is a film of this scale just asking us to just buy into wishes as a plot device? And if it's going to do that, you sort of think it would be a totally mental, gonzo, crazy film.
Yeah.
But it sort of treats wishes like kind of a narrow thing. They're like, well, we have a wish and I'm going to do this for my wish and you do this, but you can't do this and you can do that. And I was just like, once you bring wishes into the field, all bets are off. And so I that was my major issue with this film.
Right.
Still fun to watch. There's some cool action scenes. Gal Gadot, fun. Kristen Wiig is kind of the best thing about this film, playing the sort of secondary villain. And Pedro Pascal from Game of Thrones and The Mandalorian is a big old ham as the main villain, the main wish baddie. Oh, I felt like a 5-year-old came up with this story, and it prevented me from embracing this film. I was entertained. There is a huge novelty to seeing a film of this scale in theaters, and so I don't want to seem like I'm taking that for granted. Because, you know, not everyone in the world can do that. So, but
I can understand.
Crazy ass movie.
I can understand your frustration, though. Sometimes you just want some, you know, parameters a little bit around your fancy
elements. Perfect way of putting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that still sounds like something I think maybe worth checking out, nonetheless.
Yeah.
And a couple of other movies. One to probably swerve, the Melissa McCartney one, and one that could be good. What was the name of the Margot Robbie one again?
Dreamland.
Dreamland. All right. That's a good list going on there. Thank you very much, Fabian Fanboy, and thank you very much for all your contributions across the year. I hope you have a lovely holiday.
My pleasure. Thank you for being my discussion partner in all this. And I will talk to you in 2021.
Talk to you in 2021. Looking forward to it. See you, Fabian.
Merry Christmas.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Thank you.